皆さんこんにちは。今週も外資系裏技英語を始まりました。どうも石井てるみです。そしてもう一人、この番組のホスト、パーソナリティ、結局なんて言っていいかよくわかりませんけれども、はこちらです。
Hello everyone, I'm BJ Fox. I am the fellow, the co-host of 外資系裏技英語。 Nice to see everyone again. How are you, tell me?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very excited. Very excited.
About what?
This is one of my favorite types of episodes. Another Wasei-Eigo episode.
Wasei-Eigo episode. It's your favorite.
Yeah.
はい、ということで、今回も Wasei-Eigo についてお話ししていきましょう。
Yeah, like maybe our listeners have remember, we've done this a couple of times, where we find words that we call made in Japan English. We started looking at them.And now I see them everywhere. I see them when I speak. Unfortunately, yeah, we keep discovering more.
和製英語っていうのは日本でできた英語フレーズですけれども、まあ過去にも何回かね、外資系裏技英語でご紹介してきましたけれども、やればやるほど見つかると。しかも BJ, are you using them?
Yeah. It's so embarrassing, Terumi. The main way I discover these made in Japan English phrases.Is I actually use them.
BJ を実際に会話で使っちゃっていると。How come you noticed it?
Well, either producer Ruben says, hold on, that's Wasei-Eigo, or my mum in the UK hears it and just doesn't understand what I mean.
Ruben が BJ それ Wasei-Eigo だよって指摘するか、イギリスにいるお母さんが、お母さんと会話してて、お母さんが、何言ったの今 BJ?You're not speaking English anymore. What happened to my son? みたいになってるわけ。
Exactly, yeah. She's like,
oh my god.
I've lost him. I've lost him.
私の知ってる BJ ちゃんはもういないって言って、マムがクライングしてるんだ。Yeah, wow! Yeah. すごいね。日本に長くいるとそういうことが起きてくるんだ。
Honestly, when sometimes when producer Ruben points them out to me and he says, that's actually made in Japan English, BJ, I don't believe him. And I look it up on the internet.And it is.
So, Ruben, に聞かれたら怒られちゃうんじゃないの? So, you don't trust Ruben, but you trust more on internet.
Ruben, why are you better than I am at not using Wasei-Eigo?
ね、Ruben は Wasei-Eigo 使ってないってことかな? Ruben, why do you notice it?
In my real job, I do a lot of proofreading.
Okay.
And so sometimes I can't stop proofreading. So I'm bringing my work home with me.
職業病だ、職業病。
He's always producing. He's always got that producer mindset. It's amazing.
そうだね。いつでもプロデューサーマインドなんだね。BJ, how do you say 職業病 in English?
I would use what Ruben just used. Bring your work home with you. Bring your work home with you.
Bring your homework with you.
No, bring your... Not your homework, not your shukudai. Bring your work home with you.
日本語でもそういう職業病って、そのもう仕事モードをもう家でも普段でももう癖でやっちゃうみたいな。Ruben だったらプルーフリーディングを、まあ、メインジョブでやってても、こう関係ないところでも常にその脳みそがずっとね、くるくる働いちゃうっていうことなんだろうね。
Is there anything more annoying?In the world than a comedian with shokugyobyo. So, who like, even in like a normal conversation is always trying to be funny.
そうね、コメディアンをやっていると、まあ、ステージの上じゃなくてもね、あの、この人面白いこと言ってくれるんじゃないかとかね、オチは来るのかとかね、いろいろ期待されちゃうもんね。
Oh, I think the opposite. I find like some comedians just never shut up. Like, they're always trying to be funny.
はんはんはんはん。あ、オンオフなくて、もう常に、try to be funny. いつも面白く言おうとするコメディアン !BJ みたいな人もいるっていうことね。
Yeah, well, I try not to, but yeah, sometimes. We call, what do you call that? We call in always on, don't we?
Always on って言うんだ、英語で。
Yeah.
へぇ。
Always on comedian.
Always on my mind.
So he can't turn it off, maybe.
Yeah, he can't turn it off. He can't turn it off.
Anyway.
We like these Made in Japan English episodes. And what we did last time is we listed up some of these phrases and we sorted them into three different categories.
はい、前回この和製英語のエピソードでは、まあ、リストアップしましたね。
うん、
日本実際は英語じゃないっていうそういった和製英語をね。で、このまま使い続けても OK とか、英語にするべきだとか、これはもう使わない方がいいっていうように、うん、3段階に相当しました。
Yeah, and that's those three groups are, if it's a communication fail, we drop it. Drop it. If it's communication achieved, okay, you can keep it, but tweak it. Tweak it. Do you know the phrase tweak it?
もう drop it ってもよくなんかラップとかで出てくるけどどういう意味かよくわかんない。
Like, drop it. Yeah, just drop it.
Drop it.
Like, just, yeah, it's not the cool rap thing. It means like, don't use it anymore. Like, put it in the bin.
ああ、そういう意味なんだ。もう、yeah. stop using it ってこと。
Yeah.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Okay. Drop it. And what does, I know twerk, but I don't know tweak.
Tweak means to change it a little bit. Just change it a little bit. Maybe, you know, maybe put it into English. Yeah.
Tweak はちょっと変えるっていう意味ね。Okay.
Yeah.
And
the final one. Do you remember that we had a phrase like plus alpha that isn't English? It is made in Japan English, but I think it communicates even more. So we should spread it. Spread it.
プラスアルファっていうのもネイティブの人は使わないんだけども、BJ 的にはもう最高の表現だっていうことで、もうこのまま英語にしちゃえばいいんじゃないっていうぐらいのものだから、もう spread it、どんどん広げていこうっていう。
Yeah.
このまま残しておきましょうっていうのが3つ目ね。
Okay, so let's go.
Let's go!
Tell me, so the okay. first phrase, I've actually already used it in this episode. Did you notice it?
え?和製英語をもう BJ は使っていた?この今回のエピソードで。
In like perfectly natural English, I use some 和製英語。And that phrase was list up. List up.
List up? List up って英語じゃないんだ。But you used it on purpose.
I used it on purpose. Maybe I, you know, when I wrote my notes for this episode, I didn't even realize. I didn't
realize.
Oh,
you didn't realize? Oh, really? BJ ももう間違った英語普通に使っちゃってるんだ。
Yeah, I think this is one of the ones that producer Ruben, you know, when I wrote my notes, he said, hold on, BJ, that is 和製英語.
Ruben に指摘されるまで気づかなかった。
Yeah.
BJ, ネイティブの BJ すらも英語だと思ってたのがリストアップなんだ。リストアップって和製英語なんだ。Yeah. 日本語ではね、日本人はよく、じゃあまずリストアップしてみようっていうふうに言うけども、Let's、yeah. list up って言ったら、it's incorrect なんだ。
Yeah, and I think this time I said something like, oh, we're going to list up some phrases. It feels perfectly natural to me. Really, really natural phrase. Yeah.
If you say it's natural, then I think it's natural. ダメ? BJ がナチュラルと感じるんだったら、it's correct English でいいんじゃないもう?
Yeah. What is correct English? What is correct English is something like...write up a list. Write up a list. Or
write
list.
Write up a list.、
Or list them up. List them up.、
You can still use it as a verb.
Yes.
But you need the object. 目的語がいるんだ。List、yeah. them up ならいいの?
Yeah.
Let's list the words up とかなら、yeah. 大丈夫?
Let's list our options up. Let's list the pros and cons up.
Ha, let's list the 和製英語's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. へえ、そうなんだ。もう BJ が知らないことはもうわかんないよ、私も。
Well, and you know, because of that, if we're gonna like look at whether this is drop it, tweak it, or spread it, honestly, communication is achieved here, so absolutely no reason to worry too much.
まあ少なくともコミュニケーションは達成されてるから、まあ何言ってるか全然ね、リストアップはわかるから、まあすごく心配する、ものすごく心配する必要はございません。
Yeah, like if someone who's native like me says it, yeah, it's on a new level. It's very natural to say, I think now.
BJ のようなネイティブの人が使うのももうナチュラルだと。Okay.
And that's actually one of the reasons I wanted to include this phrase in the episode today, just so our listeners do know that even native speakers make mistakes. So there's nothing to be worried about if you're a bit nervous that you might say something wrong, because even the best of us do it on a daily basis.
いや本当ね、BJ みたいなゴリゴリのネイティブの人でも間違えることはあるし、まあ、it's same here. Like, I make many mistakes when speaking Japanese だから、うん、まあ、誰しもが自分のネイティブ、母国語喋ってても間違えることはあるから、まあ、それが英語になったところで、そんなに too nervous、すごく神経質になる必要は、まあ、ありませんよということは覚えといてくださいね。
So, like, but if you do want to sound more native, more natural, and you do want to tweak it, realize that this phrase is wasaego, and the phrases you should be saying are things like list them up or write up a list.
はい、まあ、ただもっとナチュラル、もっとネイティブになりたいということであれば、list up とは使わずに write up a list、もしくは list them up というふうに使ってみてくださいね。
Conclusion. Don't worry too much. Tweak it. List up is a harmless mistake that doesn't sound perfectly natural, but will never negatively affect communication. You're a famous person, right?
Not really.
Okay, but has anyone ever said to you, Oh, Miss Ishii, Miss Tedemi, can I have your sign?
なんか全くなくはない。Sometimes. Okay, but BJ, I noticed.
Yeah.
あれでしょ、サインじゃないよ。It's not a sign, it's a signature, right?
Yes. Yeah,
I knew it.
Sign. I get it often, like when you're trying to buy by credit card, the person working in the restaurant, in the shop will say, Oh, please, can I have your sign? No. Sign is a verb. The noun is, like you said, Tenami, signature.
お店とかでよくクレジットカードを使ったときに、ここにサインくださいっていうときに、Please, can I have your sign? っていうのは間違ってる。なぜかというと、サインは動詞だから、その場合は、Can I have your signature? と言わなければいけないってことですね。え ?Sign, please! は大丈夫ってこと
?Sign, please. No, signature, please.
だってさ、
Sign here, please.
え、待って、なん、I don't get it. Cause, like, sign is a verb. So, sign, please, もさ、文法的、grammatically should be right, right?
Okay, right? Okay. I think you're right. Grammatically, it is correct. It sounds very direct, though. Sign, please. Leave, please. You know, I think the polite way you would say that is, please, could you sign here? Or, please, could you sign this?
Please, could you sign here? とか、sign this とか。
Yeah.
Sign here, please? とか。なら大
丈夫。Sign here, yeah. Sign here, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sign here, please. ほんほんほんほん。なんか名詞っぽいけど、まあ動詞だよね、文法上は。Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. あ、でもサインって言わないとは、なんかまあよく言われることだけれども、動詞としては、あの、サインくださいの時に、そのまま使って大丈夫っていうことだよね。
Of course, yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let's listen to an example conversation where this phrase, sign, is being incorrectly used and causes confusion.
Oh, hey, BJ, did the client sign the contract yet?
Yeah, they returned the contract. I think it's awaiting your sign.
My sign? I'm a Capricorn. I appreciate that the moon is in its full cycle this month, but what does that have to do with the contract?
Sorry. Not your sign. Not your star sign. Not your zodiac. Your signature. They're awaiting your signature. Sorry.
Oh.
I think I've been in Japan too long.
Yeah, I agree. Saying sign instead of signature is a sign that you've been in Japan too long.
Good one.
You're such a Leo, always adapting.
Ha! Good one, Ruben. Very funny.
Very funny! Saying sign is a sign that you have been in Japan.
Yeah, that was a good one. So you can use sign as a noun in a number of different ways. But if you ask someone for their sign, I think the natural way for a native speaker to think is star sign?If I ask Ruben, what's your sign? What would you say, Ruben?
I'm an Aries.
Yeah. You're an Aries.
Aries って何?
Yagi no yatsu? Sheep? Hitsuji?
Yagizaka.
Ram.
But in conclusion, don't say sign, say signature.
But what's the category? Drop it, tweak it, or spread it?
I think communication is actually achieved. You know, achieved,
yeah.
But it does sound very non-native, very waseigo.
So, すごくノンネイティブ、very waseigo に聞こえちゃうんだ。
Yes.
What's your sign? What's your sign? とか、waiting for your sign とか言っちゃうと。
Yeah. Okay. So I think drop it. I think let's drop this one. You know, the noun is signature. Drop sign, learn signature.
お、厳しめのジャッジが下りましたけれども、BJ 的にはこれは、さっきのリストアップとは違って、まあ、あんま使わない方が、まあ、いいんじゃないか。drop it. もう変えてしまいましょう。ということで、名詞の場合は、もちろんね、サインをしてくださいっていう動詞では使うけれども、名詞の場合はちゃんと signature という単語をちゃんと覚えておきましょう。
So to help our listeners drop this phrase, we prepared some phrases that we think will be useful to learn. Okay, so instead of may I have your sign, say may I have your signature.
May I have your signature?
We are waiting for your signature.
We are waiting for your signature.
We will send for your signature.
We will send for your signature.
And also the coolest way to ask for a signature for a contract is just sign on the dotted line. Just sign on the dotted line.
Just sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Why is this the coolest way to make a contract?
It just sounds super native.
Dotted line って何?点点点のところに。
Yeah, yeah.
Sign してくださいって。
So like when you're having a negotiation, right at the end, just say, oh, I think we're in agreement. Then you slide the paper slowly across the table and just go, just sign on the dotted line and we can make your dreams come true.
あ、そう、コントラクト契約の終盤に来たら、ゆっくりと紙をスーッと渡して、just sign on the dotted line. あの、点線のところ、破線のところにサインをしてください。そしたらあなたの夢が come true しますっていうような風に。本当これ。本当?
Maybe forget the last part. Maybe forget the last part. Maybe forget the last part. Okay. In conclusion, sign, you should drop it. It doesn't sound very native. Learn signature instead. 外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly, English Conversation on Demand.
外資系裏技英語のスポンサーはオンデマンドでネイティブと英語レッスンができるオンライン英会話の Cambly。
Create a free account and use the code URAWAZA in Kanji to claim a 15 minute free lesson。
無料アカウントを作成して漢字2文字で裏技と入力すれば15分の無料英会話レッスンが受けられます。
Practice English and help out your podcast。
英語をたくさん練習してポッドキャストの内容をぜひものにしてくださいね。
So our final waseigo of today is service.
Service か。確かに日本人ってサービスって乱用するけれども、ちょっとね、元来の英語の意味とは離れちゃってるかもしれない。
Yeah, well, and sometimes it's used correctly, sometimes it's used incorrectly. Like for example, Japan is famous for its hospitality and the quality of its service, and that means customer service.
日本人はね、ホスピタリティ、まあホスピタリティもさ、日本語でなんていうのかよくわからない、まあおもてなしなのかもしれないけど、ホスピタリティとかクオリティオブサービス、サービスの質がいいっていうことで、まあ評判がいいと言われているけれども、そのさ、クオリティオブサービスっていう時のサービスはカスタマーサービスのことを言っていますね。
Yeah, and when I hear that.That's fine. That isn't waseigo. If you said our company has high levels of service, that means customer service and is correct English.
会社が our company has a high level of service.
Yeah.
Good quality of service とかいう場合はカスタマーサービスのことだから、yeah. それは間違ってないと。それは OK と。Okay?
But what about this phrase? And I'll say it in Japanese. ぜひ、そのエージェンシーのサービスについて詳しく知りたいです。
うんうんうん。そのエージェンシーの、まあ、その、なんだろう、そのエージェントのサービスについて聞かせてください。言ったとして、mm. ああ、それはダメなんだ。
Yes.Because you don't mean customer service in this case.
カスタマーサービスじゃないもんね。どんなサービスがあるんですか？はいはいはいはいはい。Okay.
What you're actually asking about here isn't the company's service, it's the company's services.
Services って何？サービスの plural?
Yeah.
Okay. え、その複数形にしたらいいの？
Yes.
あ、そうなんだ。What do you mean?
So, a company'sService、
mm-hmm.
talks about customer service, service levels. Services is almost like the company's capabilities.
はあ、サービス、カンパニーのサービスといえば、カスタマーサービス。
Mm.
お客さんへのサービスだけども、カンパニーサービスといえば、会社がオファーしているいろいろな機能っていうこと？
Yeah.
例えば、The company LINE offers many services.
Yes.
Like online chatting app or gaming system.
Or payments, yeah.
あれも全部 services って呼ぶんだ。
Services, yeah.
はあ、なるほど、なるほど。
Yeah. An agency offers many different services. It does publicity. It does marketing. It does influencer marketing. It does digital.You know, that's their services, their capabilities.
Capabilities. まあ、どういった機能というか、どういった仕事内容をオファーしているか、その会社がやっている業務内容って言えばいいのかな、
yeah.
業務内容
Yeah, I think
それを services って呼ぶんだ。はははは、okay.
Okay, one final one, Tenumi. What does this sentence mean? If you buy 5 months of advertisements...We will give you the sixth month as service.
広告を5ヶ月分買ったら6ヶ月目はタダでいいですよ。
Yeah. And in Japanese,
サービスしますよ。
Yeah, sometimes you say service します. So what I said here was wase eigo. That isn't good English. You wouldn't say service to mean free.
え?よくお店とかでさ、こう店長からのサービスですって言って、You got a free dish!As a service from the 店長なんていうんだ店長さん
the owner
yeah this is from the owner it's service それは it's incorrect
I would say it's incorrect yes it sounds very wase eigo you know you should say it's free so instead of saying service to mean free here are some other phrases native phrases to use on the houseThe restaurant owner gave us a dessert on the house.
On the house?
On the house.
On the house ってなんか BJ in the house みたいな感じだけど。
That's in the house, on the house.
In the house はどういう意味ちなみに By the way, what does in the house mean?
It means I'm here, だぜ I'm here, だぜ
あ、ここだぜ、ここにいるぜ、なのね。
Yeah.
And on the house ってのは何家の上にいるみたいなさ。It sounds to me like you're on 家の上にいる
Yeah, so. Exactly that's what it does mean, yeah. But I think it means, you know how you would say this is on me? Oh no, I'll get this, Tenumi. I'll get the coffee. It's on me. I think in this case, the house is the establishment. It's the restaurant.
Okay, so this dish is on the restaurant.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
No, you say on the house.
Yeah, on the house. Okay. Wow, interesting.
Do we have to pay for drinks at the wedding? No. They're on the house.
They're on the house.
Another phrase, for example, like in the case of the sixth month advertising, we would say the sixth month is a freebie. The sixth month is a freebie.
Freebie.
So a free thing...A free thing. Free, I guess, is an adjective. Freebie is a noun.
This is freebie.
This is a freebie.
This is a freebie.
Yeah.
なんかデパートの地下とか。Do you know デパ地下 in Japanese? underground
yeah.
of department yeah. stores. There's depachika and it is often restaurants. Yeah. They sell foods.
Yeah.
And naka you can naka shishoku corner. Yeah. Tasting corner, how do you call it?
I think yeah, tasting corner.
Tasting corner. It's a freebie.
Tasting corner full of freebies. Full of freebies. Yeah.
Full of freebies.
Yeah.
You can get full there.
Yeah.
Eating many freebie foods.
Freebie foods, yeah.
So it's free foods.
I think freebie foods, I think that's okay, isn't it?
It's a bit weird.
Bit weird, okay.
bit weird.
Samples, they're samples.
Free samples, yeah, freebies. And a final phrase telling me is, if something is free, if something is service, it's complimentary. It's complimentary.
Complimentary. Complimentary ってなんか称賛の言葉とかそういう意味じゃないの?
Yes, it's the same meaning. Same meaning and same phrase.
Okay.
Yeah. But we would say like the final month is complimentary.
Complimentary. はあ、それで6ヶ月目もただですよ。
Yeah. Please, if you come to the restaurant, you can enjoy the course meal and have an extra complimentary drink.
まあ、あのレストランなんかではそのドリンクがコンプリメンタリーって言えば
yeah. Yeah.
そのドリンクはタダですよっていうことなんですね、mm. OK, so BJ、
mm.
はい、これはサービスで差し上げますっていうこの使い方 What is the category? Drop it, tweak it, or spread it?
I would say in the case you just mentioned where you mean free drop it, you should change it drop it
はい、もうこれは完全にもう使わない方がいい使い方ですね、mm. OK
Partly because withinservice, the Waseego word service, there are so many meanings in English, it can cause confusion.
Ah, 日本語でもいろいろな使い方のサービスがあるけれども、英語でも it has many meanings
yeah.
to service. So it may cause confusion. なんか混乱が起きちゃうかもしれないんだね。Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like if you're talking about customer service as service, that's fine. That is Waseego. It's correct English. If you're talking about a company's capabilities, the company's 仕事業務、
うん、業務内容ね、うん、
I would say that is tweak it. Know that you should make it into the plural, services, but communication is still achieved.
Okay. そのカスタマーサービス、そのお客様へのサービスはいかがでしたかって、そういったサービスは完全に和製英語じゃなくて、まあ、和製語なんだけど、その英語とも使い方は一緒だから、それは it's completely fine、
yeah.
なのね。
Yeah.
だけど、その会社のサービス、会社の業務内容という意味でのサービス、
mm.
その会社はどんなサービスを提供していますかっていう時のサービスは、英語で言う場合は複数形にするならば OK。
Yeah.
だからちょっと tweak it、ちょっとだけ変えて使ってみてくださいということね。OK。
Okay. So in conclusion,Be very careful with service, as it might cause confusion. And if you're using it to mean free, you should drop that made in Japan English. Tenumi, thank you very much for another episode. Did you learn anything today?
いや、めっちゃ今日は勉強になりました。まあ、毎週勉強になってるんだけれども、今日も特にね、オンザハウスとか、フリービー、コンプリメンタリーとか、サービスですっていうのも、このただですっていうふうには使わないだとかね、いろいろ勉強になりました。
Yeah, and
so interesting.
Yeah, I hope it、helps all our listeners as well、as they navigate the difficult world of made in Japan English.
いや、本当にこの和製英語っていうのは永遠にこう折り合ってね、We have to get along to each other,
yeah,
I think.、
Mm-hmm.
ね、なんか完全に切り分けられるものではもはやないし、
yeah.
BJ だって和製用と気づかず使っちゃってることもあるから、
yeah.
まあなんか白黒はつけられるものじゃないかもしれないけれども、yeah. まあ明らかにちょっと混乱をきたしてしまうであろうものとか、ちょっと Could you have your sign? とかは、mm-hmm. まあ、あまりにもちょっと too unnative に聞こえちゃうから、
yeah.
なんかそういったところだけは、まあ今日 BJ が drop it って言ったところは、ね、ちょっと意識して変えていけるといいのではないかと思います。
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for all the support that everyone shows for the Gaishike Urawaza 英語. We offer many different services, as you know. We do podcasts, YouTube, line stamps, many different services. So thanks you for everyone who supports these different channels.
わ、わかりやすい。サービスの使い方わかりやすかったわ。そうね、外資系裏技英語もポッドキャスト、YouTube、LINE スタンプ、ワークシート、いろいろなメディアでいろいろなサービスを発信しているのでね、ぜひ皆さんの用途に、yeah. 皆さんの使い勝手に合わせていろいろ使ってみてください。
Yeah, and also we provide the podcast as a freebie. It's on the house. We distribute it freely on iTunes and Spotify. And if the only thing we ask in exchange is that you go on and give us a nice review and maybe say something nice, please.
そうか、私たちもポッドキャストは on the house なんだね、まさしく。on the house だし、it's a freebie. It's a complimentary. Complimentary ってこういう時にも使う？
It's complimentary, yeah.
It's complimentary って言えば、まあ完全にタダで聞けるよという、そういったサービスに、サービスになると思うんですけども、はい。なので、唯一していただけたら嬉しいことは、ポッドキャストのところでレビューを書いてね、星のレートなんかも、ちょっといいのをつけてもらえたら、すごく励みになりますので、ぜひ、どうかよろしくお願いいたします。
Bye, Tanami. See you next week.
Bye bye, BJ. 皆さんありがとうございました。See you next week.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Ura was an echo.Business English is so hard. Buddha was an ego. I need a Buddha was a.
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars and give us a review. It really helps us. Our stretch goal is to have 50 reviews.
そして外資系裏技英語は全エピソードを YouTube にアップしています。最近の動画では、Zoom 越しでの2人の映像やアニメーションも織り交ぜていますので、ぜひ YouTube のチャンネル登録をお願いします。
Finally, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @urawazaeigo。
ポッドキャスト気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは、外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいかもしれません。外資系裏技英語 LINE スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。